Chapter 1. The clock had barely ticked past 11 p.m. when the door to the break room creaked open and a woman poked her head inside. I glanced up from my paperwork, and when I saw Lucy's expression, my stomach turned. "Something wrong, Lucy?" Lucy chewed nervously on her bottom lip. She was young. She'd only been in this business about 6 months and hadn't yet grown the thick skin she'd need to weather the many deaths that lay ahead of her. I saw misery and exhaustion all over her face, but it wasn't my job to coach her through this. She had to learn on her own.
"It's Mrs. Harrison," she said, her eyes liquid and unfocused. "She's ready, and she's asking for you."
I pushed myself away from the table and got to my feet. "Thanks, Lucy. Do you want to come? It might be good for you to get more final moments practice." But the younger woman shook her head, cringing.
"I don't think I can," she said, her voice breaking. "Mrs. Harrison was so nice."
I nodded and waved her away, watching her disappear from the doorway. I didn't understand why people like that got into hospice work. Would she only be able to stomach death when the patients were mean? I followed Lucy out into the hall to make my way quietly toward Mrs. Harrison's room. Mrs. Harrison had been at the hospice for the past 3 months, and in that time, she had become dear to me. I liked to think she was my friend. I had so few. I knocked, but didn't wait for a response. I pressed the handle to Mrs. Harrison's door and let myself in. It took my eyes a few moments to adjust to the room's dimness, but when they did, I saw Mrs. Harrison lying on her back, her eyes closed, her breathing slow and steady. My soft-soled shoes barely made a sound against the linoleum, but Mrs. Harrison sensed my presence, her eyes fluttering open, a slight smile settling on her lips. She turned her head toward me, and my heart beat faster. I stepped forward, forcing myself to smile. Inside the room, my hands began to buzz, indicating that the death current was active, preparing to decompose, deconstruct, and end my patient's life. I folded my hands in front of me and cocked my head to the side. "How are you feeling, Mrs. Harrison?" The old woman gave me a long blink in response, and when her eyes opened again, her smile had widened.
"My time on this earth is finally coming to an end," she said.
There was no fear in her voice. She had no family, or if she did, they had never come to see her. In the time that Mrs. Harrison had been with us, the only people I'd ever seen with her were a couple strangers who had dropped her off on her first day. But whoever they were, they had never returned, and Mrs. Harrison had never spoken of them. I came to the edge of the bed, close enough for us to speak intimately. "Is there anything I can get for you? Would you like some water? Maybe I can make you some tea," I said. Mrs. Harrison shook her head and made a shooing motion.
"No, I don't guess I got time left for all of that. By the time you boiled that water, I might have gone on."
"You wouldn't wait till I got back? I know how much you like that sleepy time blend," I teased.
"I'm about to sleep for long enough," came her reply. "You got any children, baby?"
I sidestepped that question with one of my own. "Do you?"